And it's time for the No Sweat News here, Eastside Dave.
Okay, let's do it.
Three more stories coming your way to gear you up Friday for that quiz, which could land you an awesome short stack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and that rat bandana.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. A nice little fun rat pack prize pack for you.
That comes Friday just a little after 7. And like I said, if you miss any of the stories, check out WRET.com. They'll all be posted up there throughout the course of the day. Here we go. We'll start things here on Dateline New Jersey for story number one. This is a good story. Brian Schwartz of Wayne, New Jersey, spends his days mowing some lawns. He's been doing this since he got laid off back in mid-June.
Quote-unquote,
he says, I decided on a whim to put my name out there in some shape or form to help out with tons of bad news that's going on around here. And he goes, I just wanted to do something really good.
Yeah.
Schwartz, a former VP of an ad agency out in New York, was let go due to the COVID-19 crisis, so he decided to give back while he actively searched for a new job. He created a website promoting his free lawn mowing services to seniors and veterans in northern New Jersey out of the trunk of his family's Jeep.
Wow.
So kudos to Brian Schwartz right there.
Sounds like quite the hero.
Pretty much, yeah.
Jeez Louise. All right. Makes me feel bad about myself. I mean, I don't have like a fraction of the energy that guy clearly has.
Nor do you own a lawnmower.
No, yeah, that's a good point too. I don't even have a lawnmower. I couldn't even be a good Samaritan if I tried in these circumstances. Oh man.
Well, let you go pick up some groceries for some people then, Dave.
Really
do something productive on
the day. I'm trying. I don't know.
Well, this is where it goes even crazier here. Medics for story number two here in the U.S. are warning that COVID-19 could cause bizarre side effects after treating a previously healthy 37-year-old man.
What?
Yeah, this is kind of like, what? Doctors are warning coronavirus patients that may cause men's testicles to swell up.
Oh, my God.
The doctors from the San Antonio Uniformed Services Health Educations in Texas said a patient went into the A&E with swelling and discomfort right down there in the undercarriage.
Ah!
He had been suffering with some of the main coronavirus symptoms, which is dry cough, fatigue, and fever, for 10 days before he went to the hospital. His fun bag... pain had developed around 3 days earlier, he told doctors.
I don't need this. What is with you in punishing us these last 2 days?
What do you mean, me?
Yesterday at this time, you told us about a 4-foot snake that crawled into a woman's throat while she was sleeping. And now today, you're talking about some guy who's going from his berries are looking normal to some sort of elephant man type of disgusting...
It might be a new symptom for COVID-19.
Oh, my God.
He tested positive.
Crazy testicle growth?
That's what he says, man.
Like two mini basketballs? That's...
Oh. Well, Dave, it's not like the guy posted a photo of it up here.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm Googling it myself.
It might be a new symptom for coronavirus.
This is going to be like one of those things you see on TLC.
You think?
Giant.
That's something I don't want to see.
Giant, testes?
From COVID-19? I don't know. He said it's a new symptom.
I'm not sure if it
is a new symptom. I'm bringing awareness to this.
Yeah, right. I haven't heard a scientist say gigantic monster.
That's the first symptom I've ever heard of with the COVID.
Yeah, that did happen. The guy dropped like a bowling ball on himself or something.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And then he just went to the hospital like a freak.
He tested positive for COVID-19. And there's something else going on there.
Right. He might have just two separate ailments, okay? Let's not blame this on COVID-19.
That's what their doctors are saying, though.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
That's fine.
And lastly, let's say things to Dateline, Pennsylvania. Listen to this nut job. This is not a good way to get a job. A 20-year-old guy named Nicholas Clark from Pennsylvania went to a pizza shop last week and he applied for a job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This guy's so stupid. When he was done filling out the job application, guess what he did? He grabbed a tip jar with about $220 inside of it and he ran outside. What? An employee named Wilmer Chinchilla, what an amazing name that is, huh, by the way. He took off after him, and Nicholas pulled a knife, so Wilmer Chinchilla backed off. But when Nicholas had applied for the job, he used his real information. So the staff had his name, address, and all the other contact info to pass along to the cops.
I mean, what? Like, you know, just no smarts at all. Zero intelligence.
Zero.
You give them every piece of information, and then you steal.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's exactly what he did.
That's stupid.
You want to add a little salt and pepper to it?
Yes.
Nicholas left his backpack behind with a bunch of drug paraphernalia inside.
This guy's a real winner.
Real winner. This is how you make the No Sweat News right here, baby. The cops tracked down Nicholas and arrested him for robbery, theft, assault, possession of paraphernalia, and tons more.
This guy, he's so bad at so much different crimes.
You think he got the job?
No. We're going to pass, Nicholas.
Nick, what the hell were you thinking there, pal? There you go with your three stories as far as Wednesday and the No Sweat News. If you missed any of them, check out WRAT.com. They'll all be posted up there in the podcast section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.